Critical Incident Outreach Module. In this module, we will discuss outreach practices following critical incidents. Outreach can be a valuable tool following a traumatic event. How a department approaches the follow-up to critical incidents, otherwise known as potentially traumatic events, can have a significant effect on those involved. However, it must be stressed that if there has been no foundation laid through education, peer outreach, or competent clinician selection, you may find that responding to post-critical incidents can be extremely challenging and may not be helpful without these other components in place. Understanding the best practices about how to respond following a critical incident has changed over the years and needs to be updated throughout the first responder community. Current best practices place a heavy focus on the education and resilience of your members, along with the emphasis on the peer support model of prevention and follow-up. If done correctly, this component will serve as another piece of the BHAP puzzle, setting the groundwork for follow-up from your peer support team. Throughout this module, we will go through each objective step by step to provide you with a better understanding of how they relate to the BHAP initiative. We will include an overview of critical incident outreach, describe potentially traumatic events, discuss the importance of critical incident outreach, describe how to select a team to conduct outreach, discuss follow-up that should be included as part of the process, as well as common roadblocks encountered, current best practices, and additional resources that may be helpful to you and your department. You may notice as you watch this module that there is no focus on debriefing. This is important since debriefings conducted in the past have had mixed reviews from both first responders anecdotally and in outcome data. Some types of debriefings have been shown to be at best not helpful and at worst harmful. Rather than dissect the older approach, we will discuss the current best practices within this critical incident outreach module. We purposefully removed the debriefing language from this module to reduce confusion. Although many departments still call these debriefings, it is crucial that the content of the outreach is done in a manner consistent with best practices provided here. This helps reduce the potential negative impacts of techniques that previously were thought to be helpful. What is a critical incident or potentially traumatic event, PTE? And what does an outreach look like? A critical event is defined differently in reference materials. According to OSHA, a critical incident is having to witness or experience tragedy, death, serious injuries, and threatening situations. This is something that first responders may see on a day-to-day basis. Florida statutes also describes qualifying critical incidents for the purposes of workers' compensation benefits. See Florida Statutes, Chapter 112, Section 1815 for the most up-to-date definitions. Critical incident outreach, when used in the context of the whole BHAP framework, can serve as an essential function of your BHAP. Previous models of critical incident outreach included mandating everyone potentially impacted by the incident to speak and discuss their thoughts and feelings on the incident. Much has changed in this area, and we now know this is not the recommended or best approach. Instead, we want to ensure anyone potentially impacted is provided with the resources they need and the opportunity to speak with a peer support team member or clinician. Often after a critical incident, there is a lot of stress for those impacted and within the agency. Critical incident outreach has several important goals that build off other components of the BHAP system. First, part of the outreach should provide psychoeducation on what can happen following a critical incident. For example, some individuals may know they are struggling and need help immediately. For others, there may be a delay of days, weeks, months, or more. Some individuals may be fine, which is normal too. Providing background education on responses can help normalize how people are feeling. It is important to remove barriers to help and resources. Post-critical incidents or PTEs. It can be important to remind your members what resources the department has in place if they notice some of the signs and symptoms of stress from the incident. including resources for both the team member and the family, can be key at these events. Third, having the peer support team present this with a trusted clinician can be beneficial. This allows the impacted team members also to know what peer support can do, who they are, and remind them of the above resources. The added benefits of having a clinician with the peer support team allows the team members to see there are clinicians who can support them through this. Although many will start with peer support, having the clinician available and as a known quantity can help reduce barriers. These outreaches also provide further reinforcement of the buddy system. Knowing that despite all of your best efforts to provide an effective system for educational and peer support provided resources, we know that the most valuable resources your members will have are each other. Thus, we advocate for a buddy system. This simple message reinforces the idea of looking out for each other on a more personal level. This system is set up with the idea that your members will see the changes in their coworkers before it becomes a crisis. This vigilance, in conjunction with your members knowing and understanding the resources available, will provide the best chance for success. Small group outreach may be done in several ways, including visits to stations, meetups outside of work buildings, or whatever is best received by the team. Small group outreach may also help to further destigmatize the notion of mental wellness within our community. They may serve as an opportunity for our members to connect about issues they may have faced and how they have overcome them. This is often a byproduct of these small group settings. We must clarify that testimonials that may be shared must be done in a way that does not expose your members to additional vicarious traumas. That means discussion of the details of the trauma should be limited. Peer support and clinicians should be trained and ready to manage this as it comes up in these discussions. Although talking through parts of the incident can be helpful for some, a better route is to focus on the resiliency of the affected individuals and the resources that are available to them.